If it's locally owned,
it's Cobarone.
Organically grown,
it's Cobarone.
Your heart will warm,
it's Cobarone.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Cobarone.
I'm going to begin the hour by catching up with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, who joins us now here in the studio. Mayor, good to be with you today, as always.
Good to see you too, Aaron. Happy to be here.
So what's going on in Carborough? A few things happening tonight, right?
You know, this is one of those days, evenings when there's just a lot happening. And so I just wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit about what's going on. You're aware of it, of course, many of these. But
well, I'm not 100% sure, but a lot that goes on that people are like, oh, well, as you know, I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, sure, smile and nod, get through this conversation.
There you go. So one thing I want to say is that we have this really cool concert series called the Freight Train Blues Concert Series. Kicks off tonight. It's going to be for four Friday nights in a row. And maybe you have announced this already. But tonight, because of the weather, I think it's, you know, kind of a nice shift, you know, going to the brewing company over there in Carborough. That's where it's going to be at Vecino's Brewing.
So, okay, awesome.
Yeah, so it'll be there from 6:30 to 8:30 tonight. And then hopefully the next three Fridays will be just absolutely gorgeous weather, because it's really cool to be there on the on the town commons when that's going on.
I like the fact that there's an indoor venue now, because the Freight Train Blues series was last year too, and I feel like when it rained, it just didn't happen. Am I right about that?
Yeah. And so, you know, this the Vecino Brewing Company, you know, we must have some arrangement, and I did not know about this, but some arrangement made where they can, you know, take on a musical act over there and between their indoor and outdoor seating, be able to have performers who already planned on playing be there.
Yeah.
You know, folks might wonder, well, why don't you move it to the Century Center? Well, that's because that building is rented out every Friday night probably for the next 100 years. But anyway, so it's good that we have a way at least to kind of have the music go on, and it'll be a good show tonight. So that's going on in Carborough.
Very cool.
The second thing, another thing that's going on that I'm going to be going to is El Centro has their annual gala. Mm. It's in Durham.
This is in Durham, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so I had already planned to go over there. Well, anyway, we'll be there representing the town of Carborough. And so I had already planned to be there this evening. That's always a nice event.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, that means I can't go tonight to the BEAs that the chamber has.
Right.
And that's another great, fun event. And, you know, there are a lot of, I don't have it in front of me, but I remember looking over the list, there are, as usual, a lot of Carborough finalists for the business and the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. All the WCHL folks are going to be there, minus myself, because I'm getting married tomorrow. All of my friends and family are in town. We're going out to dinner, so I have to miss the bees this year. But it's always such a fun event.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
So that's happening tonight. But the El Centro event at the Durham Convention Center, it's an anniversary party, and it's also a fundraiser. And we have talked about this on the air earlier this week, that, I mean, El Centro is such an important organization and no more important than now, right?
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah. And I know some of the remarks will be around, I'm sure, you know, recent events in our area involving ICE and, you know, continued advocacy and continued awareness of, you know, the kind of atmosphere that a lot of our residents are having to live in. So, some time to kind of come together in a kind of casual setting, a happy setting, a social setting, in a setting where I think that people will really, you know, want to show their support for El Centro and the work that El Centro does.
Yep. And then the Carborough High School event tonight as well, which we just found out about a little while ago, the student performance against gun violence that they've been putting together, and it happens to be tonight on the night of the Santa Fe shooting at 7:30.
Oh, it's really sad that it happens to fall on a night when something else has happened horrible in our country again.
Yeah. And I mean, we were talking about this last hour, but you know, it's kind of sheer coincidence that it happens to fall on the same night. But we are, and this is now part of the conversation around gun violence. We are to the point where it's actually not that much of a coincidence at all, right? There are enough mass shootings that happen in this country on a daily basis now, seemingly, where any night that you schedule something like this, you will be doing it in the context of something that has very recently happened.
Yeah. I heard a little of your conversation with Gene when I was driving in, talking about, you know, like the Texas governor spoke out, and you know, even those politicians who are heavily supported by the NRA and are gun advocates, a lot of them are shifting their tune just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you all express, you know, moderate hope that some North Carolina might turn a little bit. I would certainly hope that our leadership in the General Assembly would continue to pay attention to, you know, just how sad this is and how horrible it is every day. Yeah.
Speaking with Carver, Mayor Liddy LaBelle, all of those events happening tonight in and around the town of Carborough, townofcarborough.org for more information on the town government. Board of Aldermen met earlier this week, right, and discussed, and this is relevant as well because we're under a flash flood watch, stormwater utility rates.
Yeah, we did. We had a public hearing on our draft stormwater utility rate structure. And so we had a presentation by Randy Dodd, who's our stormwater manager. And the public hearing was to, you know, get comments from the citizens and the public about the stormwater rate, which will go into effect with the coming year. And we also reviewed feedback that we had from our advisory boards, because they had all also reviewed the rate structure and the purpose and the goals and objectives and so on. So we had a good discussion. One of the questions was how we set out the tiered structure for the stormwater rate itself.
Mm-hmm.
And for residential houses, it's largely based on square footage. What's totally based right now on square footage, and the vast majority of homes are in. I don't have that right in front of you, but are all in basically one category, one flat fee mm-hmm. for the year. It's kind of similar to a recycling fee, but then if you have a larger structure, it could raise a little more. The commercial entities have tiers. I think there are maybe 20 or 25 different tiers that, depending on how much square footage your commercial structure has. Shows how much you have to pay in terms of a stormwater fee. Most of our businesses in Carborough fall in the first one or two categories of that, and that cost is a little more than if you're a resident. But as you consider some of the larger businesses we have in town, I think the two largest, and this is in terms of square footage, I believe the two largest we have are Carmel Mall and Carborough Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're, I don't have the calculation in front of me, but the stormwater fee that they would pay, for example, is much, much greater than what the majority,
right.
Vast majority of businesses.
Is Carborough Plaza is the whole building owned by one agent?
That's my understanding is that would all come under one. And then we had some discussions about how do apartments work, mm-hmm. how do condos work, what are exemptions, and you have to be, you know, you're bound by law to be very particular about any exemptions you have. You know, for example, the town of Carborough is exempt, you know, but I raised the question about, well, what about 203 South Greensboro, which we're going to own partly with two other entities as projected, as hopefully. And so, you know, I think the attorney's going to take a look at that. But it also brought forth some other governmental entities, the school system, for one,
yeah.
That wanted to know if they could be exempt. And, you know, for now, that's not our intent, you know. And, you know, like we think about other entities like OWASA, you know, they're mm-hmm. not exempt. And also we're kind of the last ones to the game with the stormwater fee.
Right.
Chapel Hill already has one. Hillsborough already has one. Most towns and municipalities already have one. And so we're not creating anything new. We are looking at challenges that other communities have looked at as they've done this. For instance, is there any way of giving someone or a business credit for having gone ahead and tried to address stormwater
mm-hmm.
Challenges in the building of their building? So, and some of that will be very, very time consuming. And our main intent and purpose right now is just to get this darn fee in place, be able to start collecting it this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have Stormwater Advisory Commission that's already set up that's starting to work on some of our objectives related to this, because we have a lot of work that we can do in town to start to, you know, address the problem that's being caused by flooding.
Is there a final decision set for like this fall or something like that? Or
we had the talk. We had the public hearing. We did not vote Tuesday night because Damon Siles was out of town. And,
right.
So it's coming up. Yeah, and so
yeah,
was Bethany.
Okay.
Yeah, Bethany and Dame were both out of town. So with only five of the seven of us there, we delayed the vote until not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday. But we want to go ahead and vote because we want it to be effective July 1st with a new fiscal year. Because if we do implement it this year, which is our hope and plan, Then we want the county's going to take care of doing the billing for us. And so that would have to get in on their bills in a timely fashion.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org. Again, for more information on town government, upcoming meetings as well. You can get more information on that. Other things on your mind?
Yes, absolutely, Aaron. I told you when I came in that I wanted to...
this is one of those questions that I kind of know you have the answer to.
Right, I do. Yeah. I do. I just want to give you some well wishes on your impending nuptials tomorrow. As you're well aware, I've done this a couple times.
Yes, yeah.
And you know, just first of all, how... I don't know about you, but I still pinch myself every day that I'm actually able to marry the person that I love. Mm-hmm. And I know you feel the same way. And it's going to be... tremendously exciting day for you, and I remember for both of them. You can't really understand it until you go through it. But I also think it's a little different for us too, because it's something you never imagined your whole life,
yeah.
really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the Lavelles are mostly Irish, and so what I do when I try to give people toasts or wishes or whatever is I often resort to Irish blessings. And so I went searching this afternoon for a toast or a wish, some wishes to give you. And I kind of found two that I thought were appropriate. One's a little bit funny, and then I think the other one's perhaps a little more serious. But I'd like to read both of these to you if I can.
Please.
So here's the first one. Here's an old Irish toast. May you never lie, steal, cheat, or drink. But if you must steal, then steal away my sorrows. And if you must lie, lie with me all the nights of my life. And if you must cheat, then please cheat death, because I couldn't live without you. And if you must drink, drink in the moments that take your breath away. Isn't that awesome?
Aww.
It's such a great, great toast. So I had never heard that one at all.
Yeah.
So that's one.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, that's one I really wanted to read. I thought it would be a cool one for you guys. And then here's another one I want to just say, too. This is one that was a little familiar to me. Irish blessing. May you be poor in misfortune, rich in blessings, slow to make enemies, quick to make friends. But rich or poor, quick or slow, may you know nothing but happiness from this day forward. So those are my well wishes for you. I know Alicia wishes the same thing, and Alicia will tell you in person see you and be able to chat with you a little. But, very, very best to you guys. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you as always.